Having adopted the annual report, today our focus will be on the plan of action for the financial year. I know that they have a wonderful, ambitious plan that needs 50 million, and I don't know whether they're going to get that 50 million. And the committee promised that they would work closely in support of this call to get treasury to support you with resources. But now I don't know if this committee still stands by that, or we need to. But yeah, we need to look at those issues as you raise it. Members and ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. So can I now afford the Filimen publication the next few weeks we'll be calling you Council, not the board. The board will be smaller. The board is the operational arm that sits somewhere in the corner. There's not enough powers. How we have changed the legislation. So the Council will have more powers. So you'll be led by the Council, and the chair of the Council will be yourself. So, but without waste of time, can I then afford the film and publication to present their strategic plan? Introduce yourselves for records, and then let's hear how you're going to implement your issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's interesting to know that we'll now be the council, and that I'll be the chairperson of the council. At least it clarifies some of the issues that we are grappling with as new people who are being asked to steer this process. Thank you very much to the Honourable Chair and the committee for having us here. And as the Chair has already said, we did present some of our plans for 2007 in our annual report. But I would like to just say briefly with the team that I bring, that the CEO will introduce, that this strategic plan indeed does not meet the financial allocation that we have. And I think it's important to say that up front, with the amendment of the legislation and all the other activities that we are planning to embark upon to really profile this organization, we really need your support in order to do that. We really would like to make sure that we work very closely with NGOs, we work very closely with other structures in government that are seeking to help us meet our mandate as FPB. So as we present this strategy, we would like to give that background so that when you analyze it, you understand that we are a very, very small organization with very limited resources, and we have tried very much to try and fit whatever we had planned within the allocated budget, which is very little, taking into consideration some of the revenue that we have. We still feel that we may need to engage in some campaigns to actually partner with some structures so that we can stretch the rent as much as possible. I would like to hand over to the CEO then to present the strategic plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chairperson of the committee, honorable members. My name is Shoki Bupapezoma. I'm the Chief Executive of the Film and Publication Board. Next to me is our new Chief Financial Officer. I'm happy to announce she's on the job now. This is her third day. Her name is Mabule Makula. And then on my extreme right is the person that was acting as the chief financial officer since the departure of Osolile Ngumu. His name is Jonas Koshoko. And I said to them, and then with the team, there's Tabitha Mahlawe, who's the office manager and the chief executive officer's office. And I said to them that I want them to come here so that they can experience and they can understand why I panic when we have to do presentations to the PPC. I want them to experience firsthand. Thank you, Chair. We in this team may seem like we are not, but we are actually gender balanced. The deputy chairperson is a male. Unfortunately, he could not be here. The deputy minister of the executive authority is a male. So I just try to briefly go through what.
Put you on record. You must formally place on record with the chairperson for the first time appearing for the Bosodo committee. And you have to explain yourself why, when the committee invites you, you don't come.
Okay, so that's not.
Yeah, it's a good. I'm on record, yes, you can on record so that we know who's the chair.
I'm meeting with protocol issues, Chair. Sorry, I did not realize I had to introduce.
I know that. You're supposed to have planned that yourself when you open. You saw the IEC two things. You see that?
Maybe I should introduce myself then. Thank you very much. My name is Thoko Mpumlwana. I have just been appointed as the chairperson of the Film and Publications Board, and the deputy was also able to come. There were two of us. He's Leslie Sedibe. Unfortunately, he couldn't come. Chairperson, I think it's important to put on record that it is not out of disrespect that we have not been able to make the time. It's really because we're trying to schedule many things. But what we normally do before they come for presentation, we make sure, even if it's in the evening, we see all the presentations, we approve all the presentations, so that we can be on board on matters. Thank you very much.
Chair, we really thank you very much for coming to this. It must be that when the board comes to present in Parliament, must be led by a senior person, you know, from the level. If it's not the deputy chair, the chair can, you know, facilitate, because you're more responsible on the policy part of it, the implement, the work, the report, and all of that. So it's very important to be from this committee that we sort of interact. We know you, I mean, we've worked with you, but at this level, we'll have to emphasize that point. Okay, the committee always, when you appear before it, you must really make sure that someone senior from the board to present is for the delegation to make it matters. If you do one smaller than the ones, you still remain there for some time. But on that note, we thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you. With your presentation.
Thank you, Chair. May I just clarify how much time I have, Chair, so that I can...
Your department is not yet. Why is the DG not yet? He's not yet here. He's in time just now. Just give you about 20 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. I need to just, I'm in the fortunate position of being the last to present amongst the entities. I think that gives me a particular advantage. I need to just, at the outset, point out that we have distributed the strategic documents, and we almost focus on the high level, But I need to say that we do have a document that is more comprehensive, where we indicate our targets, which is basically what would be measurable. We indicate the timelines, and we indicate what it is that has to be achieved in that particular year. But basically, without the purposes of this presentation, for the sake of time, we would just basically focus on the key objectives, strategic objectives that we went into. We basically, in brief, went into a third plan where we went as a team to interrogate the organization with the perspective of looking at what we do well as well, basically doing an overall analysis of the organization, but with main focus on what we need to improve. I think it's crucial to talk about this in light of the turnaround strategy that I've had to draft and get approval on, which would also be in line with the performance agreement and of the chief executive officer. It was therefore necessary to see how far we've come and to see where we needed to improve. And that process, I need to say, was just generally very, very comprehensive. As a result, we've also looked into We've revisited the mission of the Film and Publication Board. We have revisited the mission and the vision as well. There's a couple of things that we wanted to also we identified different projects on what it is that we would need to do in order to ensure that particular strategic plan is achieved. That strategic plan is achieved. Looking at we actually identified five key strategic objectives, which related to various things and are mainly interactive. First, before I do that, I need to just say what we thought should be the vision. We changed the vision to be a credible and a visible content classification authority. And of course, this is after having interrogated what we thought the Film and Publication Board is about in our understanding. We also visited the mission, where we then came up with a mission that said the Film and Publication Board regulates the media environment through the classification of media content by firstly maintaining relevance to the values and norms of South African society through scientific research, and secondly, by balancing the right of freedom of expression with the obligation to protect children from exposure to potentially disturbing, potentially harmful, as well as inappropriate materials. And lastly, by protecting children from sexual exploitation in media content. And in that process, we intend to educate the broader South African society so that they are able to make informed decisions. We then went on as well to interrogate the kind of culture that we wanted the Film and Publication Board to basically operate within. And that would be your normal accountability, ethics, and the work. Getting into the strategic objectives, the five key areas that we've identified. The first one being to ensure and enhance an integrated as well as constitutionally sound regulatory framework in order to enable informed choices about media content, while at the same time ensuring that we create a healthy and a child-safe media environment. The second objective that we identified was the development and maintenance of organizational capacity and capability in order to ensure effective management and implementation of the Act. Basically, the first strategic objective would be looking at the legal framework, as well as all other issues related to the legal framework, your monitoring and your enforcement. And then the second option was basically looking at systems and processes that would require to have in place, that would need to have in place in order to ensure that this strategy is actually achievable. The third objective we wanted to still, and we still thought it was important, was to enhance leadership and management in the Film and Publication Board, which would result in sound corporate governance and compliance. We have the opinion that this continues to be an important objective, which we are not yet ready as the Film and Publication Board, as an institution, to lose sight of. We've had a lot of arguments about whether we need not take it for granted that that falls within strategic objective number two. But as a team, we felt it was important to actually highlight that matter in light of the crisis that the Film and Publication Board had found itself in around issues of leadership and management. And I need to point out that we continue to have that challenge for various reasons, including the high turnover that is beginning to emerge in the Film and Publication Board. And the fourth strategic objective was related to ensuring that the business and work of the Film and Publication Board would reflect contemporary norms and values. By forming and maintaining national and international partnerships and coordinating initiatives that support the business of the Film and Publication Board. That obviously relates in the main to operations of the Film and Publication Board and therefore our core business. The fifth objective would be the positioning of the Film and Publication Board in line with our vision as a visible and a credible and very much a professionally run organization that would regulate media through the classification of content, which is also our core business. And then this would relate to issues around communication and marketing of the Film and Publication Board. Those are basically the key strategic objectives as identified. We then went on further. I don't know if I need direction. We then went on further to get into the various strategic objectives, to break them down, to say what it is that we would need to do. When we're talking about strategic objective number one, when we're talking about ensuring an enhanced and integrated constitutionally sound regulatory framework, what is it that we're seeking to achieve? So we basically broke down elements of the strategy. If I should proceed, I would do so. Okay, thank you, Chair. Looking at strategic objective number one around the constitutionally sound regulation framework, there are five key areas elements of the strategy. The first one would be the contribution to an enhanced and relevant regulation framework. And I think this is where issues around amendment of legislation, bringing in relevant and appropriate regulations and guidelines would come in. And obviously, in the process, in ensuring that the legislation is actually enforceable and is enforced. The second element of the strategy was the implementation of an enhanced and integrated media content classification system and processes. The promotion of compliance with objectives of the Film and Publication Board was the third element. We also contribute to the protection of children from exploitation and objectionable material. This is one of the key areas of operation for the Film and Publication Board. The fifth one would be keeping updated on new technological advanced devices that would impact on content delivery and media distribution. We have said previously that this remains one of our biggest challenges. As being a media institution, we really need to be on board with issues around technology, and we really need to be on board with the technological devices themselves. And unfortunately, that generally requires a substantial amount of money to be able to have that. Under SO2, which was the development and maintenance of organizational capacity and capability, we identified two key areas. The first one being ensuring effective and efficient corporate systems to achieve the objectives of the board. The second one being the development and strengthening of capacity and capability as well at all levels within the Film and Publication Board. So basically there we were looking at everything that we would require to run an organizational that is sound and fit as aspire to in SO number one. And SO number three, talking to leadership and management of the board and corporate governance issues and compliance, we then identified two key areas of the strategy. The first one being strengthening strategic leadership and management competences within the Film and Publication Board. The second one being ensuring that compliance and governance by the Film and Publication Board is enhanced. So I need to just point out that we, in the comprehensive strategy, we actually have, if honorable members look at the what has been distributed, we only have two columns. But we actually have we've cascaded the strategy to business unit level. And therefore, we would actually have targets to say what is it that we are going to do in this particular strategic objective. At what point are we going to do it? The business plan plans even go to the specifics around dates, as we were saying, 27th of June. Because those we intend to use after approval of this, should this be approved, as a performance agreement for the different performance business plans for the different units, and in addition to that, they would then inform the performance agreements of the various business units leaders. Having said that, under strategic objective number 4, which was talking to the core business of the Filament Fabrication Board and the partnerships that we would need to form, and obviously we thought it was important for us to reflect around the issue of research. I think we all agree that R&D is a crucial aspect of any job process. And it is for that reason that we thought it was important for us to not lose it in the details. And within that, we identified 4 key areas. The first one being to further enhance the FPB as a legitimate classification authority, which would be aligned to contemporary norms and values. In this instance, we were basically talking about the decisions of the board around classification that we would make, that they needed to be talking to the values and norms of South African society yesterday, today, and possibly in the future. The second key area there would be forming an advisory service to advance and promote the filament fabrications industry in South Africa. The third one would be a fully functioning research unit that would contribute to a body of empirical data on all areas of relevance to the Filament Fabrication Board. 4.4, to coordinate cooperative initiatives both locally and internationally. Here we were basically looking at areas where, for instance, as we are now doing with the project that we have with the Internet Watch Foundation, which is a UK-based organization that specializes in anti-child pornography activities. We were basically looking at cooperatives that we would have with this they call it SOP, C-E-O-P, Child Something Exploitation. I forgot the long name. But they basically also work with issues around child exploitation in all forms, including sexual exploitation. And we intend to form part of organizations like that. Partnerships that we have with NGOs, including Childlines and all those, child welfare and all those organizations. And hence the need for us to reflect on the partnership, as it is a crucial aspect of ensuring implementation of our program. Last but not least, the positioning of the Filament Publication Board as a visible and credible professional-run organization that would regulate media content. Here we basically identified one area, and we are hoping that it is all-encompassing. The intention is that it is all-encompassing, and that we are hoping that it reflects our intention. But we were basically talking to all aspects of proactively managing access to information, as well as managing all information, and how we put out that information to the public as we market and communicate issues within the Filament Publication Board. And I think, Chair, on that note, I've basically touched on the key aspects of our strategy. Thank you.
Thank you. The honourable members, if you have questions for clarity.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Chair, I almost forgot one crucial part. Sorry, just one slide. What we've done is distributed a budget of the current budget of 29 million. I've tried to look at unit by unit. So, unfortunately, it was difficult for us to put it with each strategic objective. As we would know, you generally have one strategic objective that may, you know, be multi-focused on the various, it may be shared by three or all units for that matter. So we ended up then dividing it in such a way that each business unit in the Filament Fabrication Board would have its resources allocated. For instance, in legal, we've given them 4 million 4.7 million. Human resource we've given 2.7 million. IT we've got 1.1 million. Communications we've got 2.6 million. In compliance monitoring we then have 4 million. Certification we've got 6.2 million. Those two obviously are core businesses, which is why they fetch the biggest amount. Audit services we've allocated 1.4 million. And then in finance we've got close to 4 million, we've got 3.9 million.
Sorry, the members are confused that they don't know where are you reading this document.
Which one?
Which one? This one?
Yeah, it's actually the budget. The only thing is here, I've taken the overall A. It's pay units. I've just taken the overall and have it, yeah, and summarized. Yeah, the total. No, it's each page. May I proceed?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe just as guidance, when we look at the first page of the budget estimate, we basically in this document just focused on the 2007-2008 and went into detail. In the first page, if we look at the first page, we focusing on 2007, the first column at the top. That's where when you look at the total operating expenditure, that is where the 4 million comes in. The 4 million for legal. 4.792. And the rest are basically notes. Okay, so that's where that allocation of 4 million comes in, from legal unit. And then the second page would then talk to human resources. And that figure of 2.780 million comes in there. And then we then have communications, which would be the third page. Sorry, IT, which talks about 1,166,000. I want to believe that members are now with me. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to read from the slide, but basically the principle remains the same. And then for communications, we've got 2.628. And 200. And the compliance monitoring, we've got 4,109,700. Classification, we've allocated 6.246.400 million. And the audit services, we've allocated 1.400,000. And then under finance, we've got 3,982,000. And then under the chief executive's office, we've got 2,000,000. And 111,000, which total amounts to 29,206 million. I need to just point out, under the chief executive's office, we would say that we're talking about staff there and the payment of, for instance, the money for the review board would be allocated in that office. The money for the board, the new council, hopefully, would also fall within that office. Yeah. As well as the advisory panel. And then also the strategic planning session. Basically, things that generally affect the organization would fall in the chief executive office. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Thank you, ma'am. François Biekma, you have something to add?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Thanks for the presentation from Film and Publication Board. I've just got a question of clarity. the CEO referred to the whole question of capability of the organization. I think a strategic objective number two, to develop and maintain organizational capacity and a capability to ensure effective management implementation of the Act. Now, we have just gone through the process of the new Film Publications Act. In addition to that, the budget estimates, you also indicate that your legal service office, the senior executive legal officer, won at a cost and so on. My question is in terms of succession planning. I mean, we are in the season of succession. Now, my question is, of course, people are going to come and go, but especially, are you looking at maybe where you know people are going to retire in the next 5 to 10 years, or there is going to maybe gaps? Are you planning for interventions, getting new people in, assisting, for, especially with regard to the legal function, where in terms of the amended Act, there's going to be much more focus on the implementation and let's say monitoring capability of the board than previously? So my question is, are you looking at that long term, and or even on the medium term?
I think while they're busy thinking about other questions, you can respond to one.
Thank you, Chair. We are actually concerned about those issues. It's precisely why I thought it's fit that I raised the fact that we are actually, I think in the last 6 months, we've lost how many key people? The CFO included, but we've basically lost three senior staff members, teams of management. We are trying to enhance our career planning initiatives, but obviously part of the disadvantages we have is the fact that we don't really pay competitive salaries. I think that's one of the key challenges that we face. And as a result, even if you were to look at retention strategies of counter-offering, it is not really most of the time something that we can afford, which was the case in two instances, including the CFO's case. So we can be wanting to retain people. But in addition to that, what we've gone on to do, especially in the case of legal, my own personal opinion is, looking at the current operations, what the legal unit does is not different from what the core function, the classification unit or monitoring is doing. And for me, that creates a bit of a problem because we tend to disintegrate our services. And it makes it very difficult to... It almost leaves knowledge in one unit, and that is not what you want to do. Besides that, even classification decisions that have to be made, they must talk to legal unit when it is purely a classification issue. And I'm of the opinion that we don't have that much legal work for us to have a highly, you know, placed legal unit. But those are some of the things that we are currently interrogating around the structure and around what the various, because we really need to say and point out clearly what it is that we expect the legal to be doing and what it is that we expect classification to be doing vis-a-vis monitoring. So those are some of the issues that we are actually interrogating. Part of the reason why, just as a last comment, we've so it seeks to highlight issues around information management, knowledge and information management, is precisely because we're trying to capture that knowledge so that at least we've got something that is written, that the next generation will be able to read and say, this is what this particular practice is about. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. A number of questions. No one to get that?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to know if at present, if there are any vacant posts, and if yes, how long do you take to appoint people? Thank you.
Okay, can we take the next?
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I think the CEO made an indication to say that they are still experiencing a workload, and you also find people absenting themselves from from work due to the work. And I just want to find out from the CEO, for the time spent in and around the film and publication, does he see the age group which is below whatever? I don't want to look at the new appointee because of looking at the face. I could just imagine the age group of just over 40. Does he see those people who could carry? Not I'm speaking about he. I know the difference between age. The age group of more than 40 and those who are less than 40, in as far as absenting themselves from work is concerned. And if she see it being that an issue, is he maybe going to try and look into a recruitment differently from this? And then also because of the type of work that they are doing. I mean, surely you would have to have a certain skills and certain age group to can do this kind of job or certification and so on. Thank you.
Thank you. My bag is in the village, I'm short. But yeah, I think you understood what the point of the member. Obvious, I'm not going to go back, because Khosi has been much caught. And I think we're still fine, Khosi. We're still fine. So these are the only questions. We don't have any other more questions, right? We have the last one. Khosi must be the school, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Chairperson, thanks. Madam CEO, why should... No, I just want to know as to whether are you aligning your priorities with government priorities? Because there are some other things that the government is doing on the other side that you might also quite difficult to align with. For instance, the question of from societal culture, whereby one would say in my culture it's correct for a young child to undergo certain societal processes like what you call Maele, whereby they children are exposed to other things that I might not mention, but I think would understand it. So how do you align your priorities with those other cultures? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think if I remember correctly, the vacancies, in fact, the only vacancy that we now have is in Northwest. The monitor. The monitor in the Northwest we brought him on board. In fact, that's part of our ongoing effort to retain people. In the short time that I've been in the board, we've now seen what we think is the material that we would want to keep as monitors. And it's important for us to enhance those jobs, because the previous walking from door to door into a video shop and checking how many videos and DVDs they have is really not for anybody that has a fully functioning brain. So we've tried to enhance their jobs as much as possible. To the point that we are now including them in awareness raising campaigns where they go to different schools where they educate members of the public. We're basically changing the culture from them being simply almost inspectors to them being PR officers for the Film and Publication Board. They are your first phase. And we've consistently said to them that it is important that they create correct impressions when people first meet with the face of the Film and Publication Board.
In terms of our commitment, we say that we will not stay with a post for... If a post is vacant, within 5 weeks, it must be filled. I'm proud to announce that we've actually done better. We've had instances where we've actually been able to recruit in a week. And hence the reason why we don't really have a lot of vacancies. Around the issue of, I hope I understood the question, the issues around, there was an issue raised by the Honorable Skotana around issues of workload, absenteeism and age group, I think. I think if I understood the question correctly, what the Film and Publication Board is seeking, the place that we want to achieve, is a place of a young, a vibrant and very energetic organization, extremely committed, very much not well paid, but worth it. That is the culture that we are inculcating in people. It is both by accident and by subsequently intentional to raise that kind of culture. I always refer to a boss that I used to work for who said you will have a problem because you always recruit young women. They are going to come in and get pregnant and go on maternity leave. And by all means, my policy is if I'm going to have a young and energetic and vibrant person who's going to work there for 2 to 3 years and be impactful, rather than have a person that's going to come in and work for 10 years and their value add is not as... That's my own personal, as a leader, that's my own personal philosophy. They're entitled, they are a worker, they're entitled to maternity leave and it's our job to support them. I hope I've answered that. I think the issue of a workload will always work for and against us. It works for us because you get a team that is relatively multi-skilled, who we are able to put here and there as and when the need arises. I think that works very well. But the disadvantage is that our people end up being so well-rounded that they become attractive to other people. I mean, for instance, in HR, the person that is responsible for strategic decisions of HR, in fact, all the team managers, communication, da-da-da, office manager, they are basically responsible for the organizational everything related to that particular function. And that person functions at the deputy director level. So, in the one instance, for instance, Zolile was all along as a director, no, all along less than, he was almost above deputy director. It's only at the beginning of this year that we put him to be a director. He's now somewhere between a chief director and a DDG. There was no way we were going to be able to afford that. And he was the CFO. So those are the examples that we have. It was the same with the HR manager. I'm confused a bit about how I feel about it because it destabilizes the organization a bit. Yet at the same time, it shows you the capabilities that we've been able to cultivate. I'm at the director level. Chair, if I knew, I would be able to sort it out because obviously I feel that I need to earn a bit more. When I came in, I was told that it was being sorted out. It's still being sorted out.
Fine, I think what's for the Gambule is here, I think. Because I don't want to put my DG in a situation. Yeah, I know that this matter was going to be attended, and now that members have raised this thing, I think it must be noted again. For speedily sort of resolution taken. But it's not that DG is aware now. Gambule knows about it, and I think you'll brief the DG at some point in Gambule. Now, on that note, I think. You still have a question? Oh, yeah, that's a question. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Aligning priorities. and culture. We obviously function as a public entity, and we do adhere to political priorities of government. As a public entity that serves the South African society as a whole, it is crucial that we find a balance between, I mean, South Africa being the kind of country that it is, and the kind of society that it is, with very diverse backgrounds and cultures. It is crucial that we are able to find balance in the way that we make our decisions, especially related to our classification decisions. And therefore we do, I'm of the opinion that we do manage to balance the different interests.
May I just say, Chairperson, through you, that on that question, it seems to me that what will guide us is our constitution. Anything that violates the constitution has got to be traversed in a way that goes towards adhering to the constitution. So cultural issues and everything else, I mean, all South Africans agree that there shall be a constitution that guides us all. So with my new arrival in the board, I will ensure that those matters are dealt with, but properly with people that are affected in organizations and those who represent like traditional authorities, religious sector, and so on.
Have you seen this book by Peter Magubane, Diminishing Cultures of Africa? If yes, what would be your comment to the contents of that book? Diminishing Cultures.
I need to say that I know about the book, but I haven't had the pleasure of reading it. But I can. No, I don't.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you agree with this position?
I don't.
Fine. No, members, I think we have sort of arrived for the presentation from Philip Topkins. Now, the financial responsibility, therefore, but I know that your plan is an ambitious plan, and you are calling for more resources, and it is not going to have these resources now. And how do you then see yourself implementing support that is going to get on resources? Thank you. Jesus. No, man. Okay, let's go back. Just want to meet you, you know, but not that easy so that you can even attend to other things. My concern, obviously, is that we have this wonderful plan that we have. Therefore, it does have which you don't have. How then are you going to implement this plan if you don't have resources? You see, and it was going to impact very negative on you being able to achieve what you have set up to achieve. Last time we give you 11 million rand, etc. I think they give you because Omafez was disposing money in their position, so they just bump and give 11 million rand without you asking for that 11 million rand. Now, in this situation, how are you going to deal with that?
Sure, if honourable members look at the strategy plan, which is basically a 5-year plan, in the first year we do take cognizance of that limitation, and as a result we've actually, in the hope that we'll be able to canvass for more and look for more resources, we've actually mainly limited ourselves to the review of policies, because obviously having drafted our policies some 2 years ago, it is time in the implementation. We've noticed that we've got a number of gaps. The recent example being what was identified, some gaps were identified by the board as we were implementing performance bonus system. We've identified gaps, and those are some of the things that we would have to do. They are not necessarily expensive processes. Setting up business processes, I mean, preparing for the act, we are hoping that those are not going to be very expensive. But in addition to that, maybe I need to just say in front of Treasury, he's one of our program managers, Ike Mabena, right at the end. We had a meeting with Treasury the other day, and they seemed sympathetic to our cause. We are hoping that we've agreed to develop our relationship further, and we are hoping that they will lobby for more resources for us. At least they've committed to trying to assist us from their part. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, no, no, members, no, thank you very much, CEO, for the wonderful presentation together with the chairperson. Therefore, I think we have sort of come to the end of your presentation. And the only thing that we'll do, obviously, will be to move for the adoption of the report, of the strategic plan of the Film and Publication Board. Obviously, we'll not want to deal with issues of the amendment bill. Ne? We'll deal with it after the debate, because we'll still have to engage with you to look at the implementation and what you're going to put in place. So we're still going to have some long engagement with you. So what I've done, you want to, I'm moving for the adoption of the strategic plan of the seconded by Mimi Khoshimathebe. Thank you very much. On that note, your strategic plan is being adopted. But as we adopt the strategic plan, it's important that yourself and Home Affairs are going to do that at the end, in fact. That it's important that the department should give more support to the board, to the Film and Publication. It's clear to me, not only Film and Publication and government should be one. I'm saying this because it's going to leave before I invite the DG for the adoption of this, of the annual report. That is very important that support must be given. Because when you look at the Auditor General's report, you'll find that the same problems that we have within Home Affairs, you still have them in some of the Film and Publication and government shooting ones. Not much impact the Film and Publication. Your problem at your level is, you know, the staff having to move from the Napasas, that is you with a lot of gap. But now that they're fine-tuned and sort of rearrange the board now, I think there's going to be clarity on how things are dealt with. But concern is on, again, a government shooting works. A wonderful plan that was tabled today. But the problem is that that plan is not saying anything. It says, this is what we dream. So when the dream is going to be realized, I'm going to say that. So I think it's sort of a challenge that when you look at the Auditor General's report, it says these are things that are not happening, and I think we should come in there. As we correct Home Affairs, we should look at these entities. Time and time, I think there must be a kind of engagement between yourself and us, so that, you know, these entities are still Home Affairs entities. So if we just leave them and say, right there, just give you an allocation like you received 11 million rand last time. It was like, we have this money, where can we put it? You know, then we then decide to give it home to Film and Publication. After that, it's nothing. So there's a need that this coordination and the support must come from the restaurant. On that note, we thank you very much, Chairperson, and the team, and the CEO for the wonderful engagement we've had with you on the amendment bill. I think you are really leading, and I saw a gap when you're not in that really we miss that part of emphasizing passion and the manner in which you drive these issues. On that note, I want to encourage you to work together as this, and the newcomers, you know. You find us in a nice mood, man. We just want you to take charge of that finance section. By the time you're in charge, that will give you a piece of but really, thank you very much. And your manager, we still want to deploy you as Susan Lapan. We want to deploy you back to the Northwest now. But on that note, thank you very much, man. Thank you very much, good people who have. Thank you. Can we now, without waste of time, members, just deal with the annual report of the Department of Home Affairs, which last week when we adjourned with a, what they call that, the correction that was to Iraqa, that had to be what's called a presented choice for us to sort of adopt this report and allow really the DG and his team to go back and do his work. It's quite a huge challenge that we have to deal with now, the issue of the strike. And not only the strike, but the number of challenges within the department that the DG needs to spend much energy into those areas rather than, you know, to the parliament. But it's very important for them to appear in the committee, because without doing that, you will not know your mandate clearly. That's a problem. So on that note, can we receive the final work, Babun Kambule, on the Irata, and then for there we'll then call immediately for the adoption of the US fund of the report. And then I'm told that I got a note here that says that ANC members should remain after the meeting in Virgin from the chief whip. So on that note, yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the opportunity once more. I think the last time when we came here, we promised that we will come back with an errata for the annual report, specifically on page 105 of the annual report. There was an issue about goods and services in terms of figures. We have rectified that, Chairperson. What is being circulated is a document that reflects the true reflection. We have now included the correct figures under variance, which is 162018, which is initially it was just 162. There was an omission of three figures there. We have done that through an errata, Chairperson. Thank you.
All right, the members having received now the errata, therefore, can I move for the adoption of the annual report and the strategic plan of the Department of Home Affairs? Jose Matebe, and then Mamu Mashivela seconded. Members, we have come to the conclusion. Some of the issues that we have still put in the agenda, we'll deal with them in another round. The issue of the accounting general, we'll deal with it as brief members of the later in the next meeting, or brief members, I will go to deal with that. On that note, I want to propose that this meeting is and the report of the budget vote. Yeah, just for a second. And then, can I then again move for the... Is the one page, is the two pages that sort of capture how we have dealt the issues with the US fund. Can I move for the... Yeah, for the adoption of the... Of the budget vote? Right. Just one thing, it's about what we have been doing. Just tell our Director General, Mr. Mabuso, that the delegation presented the strategic plan. I mean, there's nothing much. I mean, a finance, trade management, the study will show. Which, I mean, that's what. Can I then move for the adoption of the committee, annual, what's called a budget vote, report. Move, seconder. Seconded. Thank you very much. Members, the meeting has come to an end. I think members will be preparing for the budget vote in the House, and therefore we'll deal with these issues in the House when we meet. But again, we have still have ongoing work that we still have to focus on. Thank you very much, members. Thank you very much.